Praise God. Hallelujah. He's so good. You know, God put it on my heart today to talk about vision or the dreams, so to speak, that we've had. See, you know, we as kids and children and even adults, we've had we have dreams, right? Like things that we can't stop thinking about. You know, those things that just don't go away. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, who you're around, you know, there's always something in you that tells you that you would just love or you desire so much to do this one thing. That's God given. That is our purpose, you know, in life. And it could be something simple as open up your own barbershop. God can use you there. It's the little things like that. Or it could be big visions. You know, you see people see themselves on stages or flying airplanes, whatever it might be. You know, vision is powerful. See, the way the enemy works is he beats down on our vision and he discourages us and he lies to us and he makes us think, you know, look where this got me. See, I want to talk about Joseph. See, Joseph had a vision. Joseph had a vision and, you know, his vision ultimately ended, led him to a point to where he got sold into slavery. From there, he ended up going to prison. You know, and the thing that I want to highlight whenever I speak about Joseph is he encountered another opportunity to continue operating in his purpose. See, God sent some people to him in that prison. And ironically, it was they were asking him to interpret a dream. See, now think about this. And how many times have we done this in the past, right? You know, we're generous to people or we give to people and they walk all over us. You know, they walk all over us and we get to the point to where somebody comes to us and we're like, oh no, I know where this got me. Like, I ain't doing that. You know, I've done it myself before too. Like, no, every time that I've done this, it's put me in this position and I quit operating in my purpose. See, Joseph didn't do that. Even down there in that dark prison, when those men came up to him, he interpreted their dream. Fast forward some time. That is the very thing that elevated him from prison to purpose overnight. He went from a dungeon to his destiny overnight. And it's only because he didn't give up on his dream. You know, I've done that so many times where I've done people, like I said just before, you know, where being a good person and having a good heart hasn't got me anywhere. No, don't quit doing that. See, that's what the enemy wants to stop you from doing. He wants to put a halt to that. So I encourage you guys to continue those visions and those dreams. Don't give up on them, you know, because Joseph right there. And then this is the thing. It's another thing I want to talk about, right? So the reason why God gives us a vision, but he doesn't show us the map, because you and I both know, you know, if you would have told Joseph, okay, look, you know, that vision you has is going to come to pass. But look, let me tell you how you're going to get there. First, you're going to get sold to slavery. Then you're going to sit in prison for some time. You know, if God would have told him the steps that it was going to take to get him to his purpose, I can only think, well, let me not speak for him, but if you would have told me the steps that I had to take to get my purpose, you told me I was going to do all that, you know, I was going to lead Egypt and be king over that nation, but first I had to go to prison and get sold to slavery, you know, I'm aborting the mission. You know, I would take off. We would deter from our destiny if we knew what it was going to take to get there. So I want to encourage you guys today, you know, to don't give up on your dreams. Keep dreaming. Just continue in your purpose. You know, somebody needs some. If it's on your heart to be a giver, keep giving. Because the very thing that elevated Joseph from a dungeon to destiny overnight is that he didn't give up. He didn't sit in there and he didn't say, oh, no, I know what this has did for me. He didn't sit in there and be like, nope. Oh, yep. I'm done with that. I've been a giver before. I've let people walk over me. Keep letting them do it. How do you not know that the next person or the next person that you give to or you show love to, you know what I'm saying, that God ain't going to use their situation or just use them or just bless you himself for it. So I want to encourage you guys, these visions and these dreams that we have, continue and operate in them. Don't give up on them. I love you guys and I hope you have a good night.